Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Biceps and Banter. Today, I'm going to be discussing the perfect workout. But first, let's go over what exercise and workout actually means. For our purposes today, I'll be discussing exercise or a workout as some kind of movement, with one caveat. The movement itself needs to be intentional. For instance, if your workout or exercise for the day happens to be a walk, it should be planned out in your schedule. You have your walking shoes on, your headphones on, and make it a period where you're actually focusing on doing some work. I won't bore you with all the benefits of exercise since we already know why it's beneficial, from better sleep, mood, bone health, strength, hormone levels, cardiovascular benefits, immune benefits. The list literally goes on and on and on. As humans, we all require movement to keep us healthy. However, what happens when you create a society that's becoming more sedentary, while the markers for health go in the toilet? Now, you may be listening to this and you're doing all the right things with your exercise and your workout program, and you've really found something that you enjoy doing. However, you may have family members, parents, or brothers or sisters who are not getting as active as they should. And an analogy that I like to use is that working out, exercise, movement, it should be something that you do almost daily, whether it's a resistance workout, a cardio workout, a stroll outside. Every day there should be at least some form of exercise and movement in your day. Movement and exercise has just become a necessity. Just like you brush your teeth daily, exercise on some form of another needs to be part of your day-to-day routine. The real question is, why don't more people exercise if we know all the benefits? Well, the real answer is they haven't found the perfect workout, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. And if you feel that this episode will be inspirational for other people to find their perfect workout, by all means, share it with them, share the information with them, or share the link to the podcast directly. First and foremost, you need to make it fun. If exercise isn't fun to you or movement isn't fun to you, you're likely not going to stick with it long term. The people who don't exercise usually have some kind of negative associations built up with exercise and would rather choose something that is going to keep them safe, whether it's watching TV, scrolling through social media. Now, not to say those things are bad, but when it's the norm rather than the exception, that's when things could potentially be a problem. On the other side of things, people may try an exercise and are demotivated because what they've chosen as their particular exercise is either way too hard, it doesn't fit in their schedule, or it's just not fun. If you view exercise as a punishment or as a means solely to lose weight, for example, or something that you're supposed to do and you feel bad when you don't do it, it won't trigger the reward centers in your brain. Without getting too much into the nitty-gritty details, we have certain pleasure centers in our brain that are looking for things to make us feel good. When we find something that makes us feel good, we want to do more of it to continue that feeling. Once you fall in love with a workout or exercise routine and you know what it's like to actually enjoy fitness, you'll have a much better chance at long-term success. And it's not to say that this will be the only workout that you do for the rest of your life. Things can change over time, your preferences can change, your needs and goals may change. But once you've had that feeling of enjoying exercise and enjoying movement, it's easier to find that feeling with other exercises or other workouts down the road. Now, if somebody likes doing Zumba and that's what gets them excited to exercise, that's their perfect workout. Because like I said before, if you're able to find the one thing you love to do, it's highly likely that you're going to be able to find other things that you also enjoy to do when it comes to exercise. So for you listening to this, or maybe the person that you want to introduce their perfect workout to, make a list. Make a list of all the times when you were physically active that it felt amazing. And I don't mean just pretty good. When was the last time that you did something physical, you were huffing and puffing, and you loved it. Write that down. Is it something that you can do on a more regular basis? From there, the workout needs to fit your schedule. Often I'm asked, when is the perfect time to work out? Is it the morning, the afternoon, the evening? The real answer is that it needs to be convenient and fit your schedule. For example, I see people that have great intentions of working out at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, but really if you're not a morning person and you can't get yourself trained to the point where you become a morning person, you're going to dread waking up in the morning and doing your workout. With that said, I will say that the people that do work out first thing in the morning before work are more likely to stick to it long term. Oftentimes, if you're working out in the evening, you have the entire day where you have to make decisions, things are becoming stressful, and if anything comes up in your day that pushes your day a little bit later, the first thing that you ditch is your workout. So I will say on that level, working out in the morning may be more beneficial, but ultimately, you need to find something that fits your schedule. Another thing that I found has been really beneficial for people when they're finding their perfect workout is some kind of accountability system or a good group of people that you enjoy going to the gym with. There are some people that can do it on their own, but by and large, an accountability system where there's at least one other person that's going to hold you accountable will help bring you to the workout, to do the workout together, especially on days when you don't feel like doing it, and vice versa. There may be days when they don't feel like doing it and you do, and you both bring yourself to the workout. And sometimes once you get there, everything's fine, but it's the getting there that usually is the hardest part. After the workout, everybody feels great. You have endorphins, you have all those feel-good chemicals running through your body, but having somebody there to hold you accountable will make you more likely that you're going to be consistent and stick with it. Finally, the last piece of advice I'll give you when it comes to designing your perfect workout is to track your progress in some form or another. For example, if you started out with 5 pound weights and a month later you're using 10 pound weights, it may not seem like that big of an improvement over a month, but the weight you're using has literally doubled. And that is an improvement, and it all comes back to those pleasure centers in your brain. If you can see that you're actually making small progress, it's like a reward, and you want to keep going and keep improving and keep progressing. If you found this show beneficial, or you want to inspire somebody to get their butt in gear, either share this information with them or share the link. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, let me know. And if you have any feedback or suggestions for future episodes that you want me to talk on, just shoot me an email, crowefitness@gmail.com. That's C-R-O-W-E fitness@gmail.com. And I look forward to speaking with you, and I'll talk to you next week.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.